Hilariously Melbourne.
Last night, Wednesday the 9th of June 2021, it's a date I'll never forget. Ooh. Because it's something I did for the very first time. The age of 34, yesterday afternoon, I said to my wife, you know what? Everybody's cooking. We're in the different WhatsApp groups. People are cooking meals. Fev's got every plate.
Every plate.
Every plate is cooking all the time. You're whipping up stuff.
My whole orange cake.
Renee, Darcy, everyone is cooking stuff all the time. And I thought, you know what? There's one thing I've never done. I've never cooked this dish before. And I went to the supermarket. I got a recipe. Ooh. I got all the stuff together. Got home. Had to peel a few things. I put the water on boil, chucked them in there for a bit, and took about 25 minutes all up. Charlie loved it. My wife loved it. Couldn't believe I pulled it off. I've never done it before. Fev, get ready for this.
Yeah.
Because last night at the age of 34, I, for the first time, made mashed potato.
Oh, wow. He's got a party popper.
Oh, no, he's shaking hands.
Oh. Not any kind of mashed potato. That looks like sweet potato.
Sweet potato mash.
Yeah.
So easy. Why not wait so long?
I make that every night.
Yeah, what?
I chuck rosemary in there. I was just having a go.
It looks good. Probably nutmeg. I don't know.
I was just grabbing stuff out of the spice thing.
Buttermilk.
Heaps of butter and milk.
Good, went hard on that. Well done.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put a little bit of cream cheese.
Do you?
Yeah, just a little bit. And so I'll teach you for when you make it tonight. Mash it. Get the whip, you know what you whip with the baking, whip it real hard with the whipper.
Mm. The whisk, that's it, the whisker thing.
Yep.
And it fluffs up like a cloud.
Really?
Yeah, it makes it all fluffy. And it made the kids love it.
How much butter are you putting in?
Hey, I didn't even, you don't look.
I put two like big spoons, like just two tablespoons, a little bit of milk, not too much because it gets too watery.
Yep.
Crunch it down and then whisk it, whip it.
Yeah. This is what I've learned. Last night, I don't know why chefs are so angry, because it's easy.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
The tradies, they're stepping up. One will win the $250 Urban Alley Brewery voucher. Good times, great food and even better beer brewed at Melbourne Docklands. Johnny, a concreter from Q. Hey, Johnny.
How's it going?
Yeah, great. Johnny, love what you're about to do. I was in the mood for Bob Marley this morning. That's a good banger. One love.
I think you got it from the last song.
Yes.
It's got that reggae sort of feel.
It did.
You were really into the last song.
I really like that song we played.
Into Bob Marley as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
He has a little puff. I was going to say, you've got to stop.
Down the Spring Valley bottle.
Okay, Johnny, take it away with some Bob Marley.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right. Hear the children crying, one love, hear the children crying, one heart. Little something close to the Lord, and I will feel all right.
Johnny, that was great.
Oh, Johnny.
We wanted more. That was so good, Johnny.
Anyway, I've got to go back to work. Thank you very much.
See you, bro.
Pleasure, Johnny. We enjoyed having you on.
No worries. Have a good day, everybody.
You too. Peace out, man.
What a lovely guy. Thanks, Johnny.
What a legend.
He's taking himself out of the competition too.
Yeah, he's just gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. Didn't even want it.
Doesn't want it.
Just wanted to beatbox into some Bob Marley.
We love that. What a good attitude. Jonah and Theo.
Yes.
Theo the boss. We love this. The handrail technicians from Watsonia. Boys, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, great. What have you got in store for us today?
We've got a good one. I don't think you're ready for it. Maybe Fev will love this one. A bit of Katy Perry, California.
Ooh, yeah.
California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Duke's bikinis on top. Sun-kissed skin.
Good song.
You'll help your popsicles.
Okay, Jonah and Theo, give us some Katy Perry.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water.
Something in the water.
Sipping Gin and juice.
Gin and juice.
Laying underneath the palm trees. The boys break their necks.
Break their necks.
Trying to creep a little sneak peek.
Little sneak peek.
You could travel the world.
Travel the world.
But nothing comes close to the Golden
Coast.
Once you party with us, you'll be falling in love.
You ready?
California girls wear unforgettable Dizzy Dukes bikinis on top. Sun-kissed skin so hot, it'll melt your popsicle. California, we're undeniable. Five fresh beers, we got it on Fox.
Hold on, boys.
So hands up.
Oh, Joe and Theo, we love that. Always entertaining.
Not helping my theory that handrail technicians aren't very busy throughout the day. They're always putting in a lot of effort. The concrete had just had to go. Sorry, everyone. I've got to lay it. It's another duet.
Well done, boys.
So good. And finally, Bailey in Whittlesea. Bailey, the bricklayer. We're looking forward to this, Bailey. I reckon this is what we need today, some Barnsley. Working class man, yes! How are you, Bailey?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Good. We're right in the, really, this is the sweet spot this morning. Take it home with some Barnsley.
No worries. He believes in God and Elvis. He gets out when he can. He did this time in Vietnam, still mad at Uncle Sam. He's a simple man with a heart of gold in a complicated land. Oh, he's a working class man. Well, he loves a little woman. Someday he'll make his wife. Saving all the overtime for the one love of his life. He ain't worried about tomorrow. He just made up his mind. Life's too short for burning bridges. Take it one day at a time. Come on, Fev.
Oh, he's a working class man.
Woo!
Oh,
he's a working class man.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! That face swaying.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. I was right into that.
There you go.
Bailey, it's not often that Fee sits there and half has a tear in her eye. She was really into that. Johnny from Q, well done. Hope you're back at work, mate. Jonah and Theo, we love you. You are amazing. I love Katy Perry, but to watch my co-host over here, Fee, get lost in Bailey's words to Jimmy Barnes, working class man. You're the winner, brother.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, Urban Alley.
Yeah, congrats, mate. $250 to spend there. Urban Alley Brewery. Get around it. Good times, great food. Even better brewed. It's at Melbourne Docklands. Get on down there now. Everything's open as well.
I think the bit, Bailey, where you said he's in love with a little woman. Fee thought you were singing to her.
Yeah,
really won it for her.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Here's a bit of fun. Yeah. The Masked Singer is currently airing in the US. Mm. Now, we're not seeing it here in Australia, so we don't know the celebrities that are being revealed. Mm. Now, as a bit of a play along, and you can join us in your cars, we're going to try to guess who the most recent celebrity who's been revealed under the big mask is. So, boys, let's hear the audio, and after this, try and guess who this is.
Before I leave, I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicures on my toes, right on all my clothes, Boys, roll up my phone.
Ooh.
Top dropping,
awful.
Way my favorite CDs, putting on all the party. Gonna have a little bit tipsy.
It's very,
It's a Billy
Terrible.
Ray.
Well, it's just like a politician. It sounds like Joe Biden.
That was Billy Ray.
I don't know. Well, Leon's going to reveal it in a second because we don't know. It feels a bit like an older man.
Out of breath. That's a
very
dark.
It's like a Donald Trump. No, it wouldn't be Trump. No. That'd be a great coup. Yeah. Oh. Billy Ray. Billy Ray can sing. That guy can't sing. Oh, Billy Ray. Yeah. Don't you think Billy Ray can sing? We don't have to like his music, but the guy can.
No, mate, I love his music. But I just think they just do a little, don't they, behind the scenes in the studio, just make your voice sound a little bit better?
Could it be like, Steve Colbert? Because I was thinking it was a bit like, late night show host.
Oh, yeah, it could be him.
Oh, I don't, are we prepared?
Hey, Seeley, you got a guess? Old mattress
head? Again, I think you're going too big. Okay. Like, remember who the masked singer got here? Who do we have? Like, Wendell Saylor?
Michael Bevan.
Michael Bevan?
Michael Bevan!
Brett Lee.
we get cricketers. Could it be Andy Roddick? I don't know. Like Andy a tennis Roddick. Player.
Good throwback.
Okay, Leon, we...
Mark McGuire. I'm locking that in. Old home run baseball player. That's what I reckon.
Okay, well, Josiah, you have the reveal. So if you were playing along at home, is who was revealed under the mask.
That's
sport.
A
big we're in the right
sport.
Area. We
Ten
were close.
Sports.
Wow.
Caitlin, decathlon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
10 events.
Wow.
That wasn't far off.
If I'm in the morning feeling like he did, he grabbed my glasses out the door, gonna see.
Yep, of course.
Seat.
Oh, yeah. Yep, now I can hear it.
Now, does Caitlin still class herself as a gold medalist? Because they said a gold medalist.
Yeah, you still get to claim gold medal forever.
No, but it was a different person.
You've gone into tricky territory for me, my friend. No. I am not getting involved.
I just wanted to ask.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
The two biggest things in my life at the minute, Fifi and Fev, would be the Wiggles and my son Charlie just talking heaps. He's gone from, he had a few words, but in the last 2 months, he's just kicked off and he's putting sentences together. And if
what
Lucia,
age are we talking? He's
two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah, so if my wife Lucia and I are talking about stuff, he'll occasionally just repeat something we've said to one another. But he loves the Wiggles and he loves a chat. And his favourite character on the Wiggles is the pirate named Captain Feathersword. Oh.
Captain Feathersword, he loves to dance. He will show you how. Captain Feathersword, he loves to dance. I will show you now.
That is played 1,500 times in my house today. So thanks, Josiah.
You're welcome.
To hear
you
it again.
It to work. Well
to
done.
Hear it again. He loves that song. And yesterday, my wife told me, she came home and she was very embarrassed. They were walking down the street near our place, Lucia and Charlie, and a man has come out of a doctor's office where he has clearly had a procedure on one of his eyes. The man has an eye patch, and Charlie said, "Mum, Captain Feathersword! Mum, a pirate! Captain Feathersword!"
Did the man react?
And Luch was, she said she was wiping something off his face and just trying to cover his mouth. He was pushing it away. Mum, you're out of your mind. There, Captain Feathersword is there, right there, the eye patch and all. That man is a pirate and he's my famous pirate. He would not stop saying pirate. Yeah, Fee.
Do you know what? See, Nick, you're getting into this stage because Charlie's your first, but what you're about to realise, and particularly I reckon from, so Charlie's about 2.5, till about 5, you can't reason with kids. No. And this is because now we live in this politically correct world. It's just getting worse and worse because children don't understand those nuances, and nor shouldn't they, to be honest.
Does he have to apologise?
Well, no,
is Charlie cancelled?
He won't be cancelled. But I can think of times. I remember we were on a plane once, and there was a particularly large gentleman at the end of the row, and Trixie was in the middle. And he was tall. He was
Why's
just
Fev got two seats?
Big unit.
No, it wasn't you, Fev, but it was just a big guy. Yeah. And he's allowed to be big. And,
big bloke's
going
around.
But you can't stop Trixie, who might have been 3 at the time, going, "Mummy, look how big that man is." Mm. Now, and you cringe inside because you think, oh, gosh, I hope that didn't offend him. But kids will offend or insult or embarrass
No filters,
you.
Boxy.
Yes. Nicole from Churnside Park. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What did one of your kids say?
Oh, I could literally write a book, honestly. But my son, I think he was like 3 at the time, we're in church and he turns around to this elderly lady and she's gushing over him and he goes, why is your neck so stretchy? Oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. She goes, what was that deer? And I was like, oh, don't worry. It was very embarrassing.
No, Nicole, I can even remember when Trixie was little and we were talking to some lady and she was an older lady and I remember Trixie pointing at all the, like, you know, all the age spots on her hand going, what are all these spots? Because it's just a kid question.
Oh, Charlie constantly, when we put sunscreen on him, he grabs it and puts it on me. He goes, Daddy, moles, many moles.
Or the old people, like my kids always, why have they got big ears?
Yeah.
Because the older people always have big ears. They don't stop growing. When you get older, they just grow.
Thanks,
how do you explain
Nicole.
That to a kid?
Jamie in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jamie. Now, this was your nephew said something.
Yes. So my nephew said to my husband, you have a fat tummy, so you're going to die.
Oh. Jeez. Grim. How did the husband handle that?
He just stood there in shock and was like, okay. And then my sister was like, you don't say that. That's not nice.
I mean, that's the other thing, the other element about this. And that's how we teach our kids, inappropriate and appropriate.
Yeah.
But also sometimes they're truth bombs we need to hear.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I wonder if anyone, saying that about your husband, Jamie, that came out wrong. But sometimes it is just a fact.
I think one of my nieces, I think it was Penny or when Alex was pregnant with Toby. Are you pregnant too, Uncle Brendan? Thanks, mate. Thanks,
Michelle,
buddy.
You were just Geelong.
No wonder he plays COD all the time. As soon as he takes headphones off, he's just getting roasted in the house. I've just got to keep those ears filled with other noises.
I'll do my fair share.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Michelle. Was this one of your kids?
Yes, with my daughter, we were walking down the street and there was a lady standing there smoking. So she stopped and pointed at her, screwed up her face and said, Mummy, that lady's smoking, that's disgusting.
Oh.
And I was trying to keep pushing them along, but
I know.
Was pointing, saying how disgusting it was this lady was smoking.
The lady,
well, she was right.
Yeah, the lady was really cool about it.
She's of course. She's punching a dart. Quite relaxed.
Thanks, Michelle. Alicia from Wyndham Vale. Alicia, what was said by a kid?
My son, Jasper, was 6 years old, and we took him to the supermarket, and he saw this lady with a full burqa, and he yells out, hey, Mum, that lady's from Star Wars. And everyone turned and looked, and she was good about it, but, oh, my gosh, I was so embarrassed.
Are we allowed to laugh?
As long as she laughed. I mean, they're kids. This is the thing.
I know, but
they're
allowed to laugh at that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't if I were you, but anyway.
Yeah,
thank you, Alicia.
I'm laughing at the kid. Ha, ha, ha. God.
What happened, Alicia?
Laughed and she was fine with it.
Oh, good on
there
her.
We go.
Yeah,
she saw the
sport,
funny
good
side.
Sport, good sport.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
I was back at Melbourne Zoo over the weekend. Another classic day spent there.
Huh? That is the best. And because Charlie's nearly three and you're about to have another one, the zoo is the best place to take kids of any age, isn't it?
Definitely.
Was this his first time to the zoo?
No, he's been to the zoo a few times. He's been to Werribee Open Range Zoo. He's been to Melbourne Zoo a few times. He loved certain animals and now he knows more animal noises, knows the types of animal. Loves it. But it was Sunday. It was a beautiful day on Sunday, 20-odd degree. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, sunny Melbourne day in May. It was packed. The zoo was packed.
We've hopped out. Great joint.
We've hopped out of the car and a lot of families, of course. So what I love about going to these things, when you get out of the car in the morning, you see all the families getting out and it's excited kids.
Yeah.
And when you're getting back in the car a few hours later, it's kids that need a nap.
Yes.
There's a lot more tears on the back end of the zoo. But we all hop out of the car. We see a family, a couple cars down, big car. Lots of people get out. The parents get out. They've got a baby. They've got maybe a 12-year-old, 15-year-old. And then I want to say maybe an 18 or 20.
Right.
The mum was having a smoke.
Good on her.
Then went ahead and handed out, in one of the most insane things I've ever seen, cigarettes to all family members.
What do you mean?
And the kids.
Except the babies. Yeah.
Wow.
The most...
They weren't the fags, the lollies.
No.
But maybe the 18-year-old wasn't an 18-year-old. Maybe they were an adult that just looked young.
Well, maybe, but that doesn't explain the 15 and the 12.
Yeah, but they could have been young as well, because you would have looked...
Hang on.
You reckon looked, what? They're all just moisturising.
When you were 25, you would have looked young.
Do you think she was giving a 12-year-old a cigarette?
Yeah.
Did that to smoke?
You should have said something.
Yeah. What? I'm not approaching any parent that gives a child a cigarette. What that parent would be capable of in a fight, I'm not going to win.
No.
I assume the baby had a vape. I don't know. But...
I can't. So what then happened?
It was all downhill from there. How are you going to beat that? I don't care if there were 10 orangutans.
You didn't see a 12-year-old light up.
Yeah, I did.
I reckon I used to smoke when I was 12.
Oh, no.
Mum used to smoke like Alpines, and I used to steal them out of her packet and smoke them in the toilet and blow it out the window.
Yeah, but Kazza wasn't handing you a cigarette in
public. But I'm saying, like, if they're going to do it, you might as well...
No, there's everything about... I feel like you were punked or stitched up.
Wasn't punked. How would I have been punked?
I don't know, but I can't imagine an actual mother...
It could have been like a not a cigarette.
12. He wasn't... The kid wasn't 12. It was
so young.
No, it was an adult.
So young.
A small adult.
Were they Stivos?
I refuse.
Stivos or Pall Malls?
I didn't ask. I'm not...
This was just a short-statured adult. There is no way 12-year-olds are getting cigarettes.
With a really young face?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, they could have been just jockeys.
I've been tricked.
Yeah, they could have been just young.
Oh, do you reckon that's what happened?
Jocks.
It was the jockeys. Yeah, they all come from Flemington.
They're actually 30. Yeah.
I'm sick of horses. Let's see some other animals.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Right now, I want to talk about our gut instincts. You know, mm-hmm. Everyone talks about a gut instinct. And I want to bring it up because I don't really have a good one. I don't trust my gut. No, no, it's just ordinary, very ordinary gut. Well, I feel like in the past, maybe my gut has told me, but I just play on.
Do you have tattoos?
No.
See, me either, because I don't trust my gut instinct. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And I go, give it a few months and think again.
Well,
and I think
2 weeks' time, you're both going to have tattoos.
Oh, at Fifi, at Boxy's big night. We'll see. But I was reading a story yesterday. A woman has urged everybody to trust their gut because she was saying... she was at her sister's wedding and there was a woman there that was acting suspiciously and she just looked at this woman and said, "No, there's something up there." And then she found out that woman was having an affair with her sister's now husband. So it was like her gut knew. Looked at this woman and the way she was behaving and went, "No, something not right here." And her sister obviously went through with the wedding and she's wishing she trusted her gut and went, "No, there's something up there." Do you have a gut that you know?
I just follow my head. Gets me in a lot of trouble.
Do you think it's your head you're following?
Or you're it's the gut instinct.
I just go bang. I don't think.
I don't think you're...
I don't think about anything.
Yeah, maybe that's
I
it.
I act.
Maybe that's it.
And then think later. Ooh, my gut tells me that I did something wrong.
Or the newspaper, the Herald Sun, one or the other.
I think we've established I'm very different. Like I don't feel anything until I read, ooh, I think I stuffed up.
See?
So you've got to read an article about yourself.
Yeah, man.
Oh, bad news.
Front page
of the
paper.
That does not look good.
You're right.
Well, the only when it's stuffed up.
We are going to open the phone lines, 13 10 60. I want to talk about your gut instinct and when you followed it, when you should have followed it, how do you connect to it?
Have you ever gotten it wrong, Boxy?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot. And my gut, and I'll talk about relationships because with one ex-partner, my gut was telling me he was up to no good. And I would even find the evidence. I think I've told you these stories. You know, I would find text messages in his phone.
But you still went anyway.
But then he would explain. He'd explain it. He'd go, "Oh, no." Like he would. I would read a text message that would be inviting a girl over to his apartment the night before.
And then your thought was, I've got a sneaking suspicion.
Like it was blatant. It would be, "I've left the key under the mat." Or the door will be open, let yourself in.
Oh, that was meant for you, Fee. Whoops.
No, and then he'd cry and he'd go, "It's just that part of me that's still like playing and I don't want to." And I'd go, okay.
So he'd even admit to cheating and you go,
he'd say he never went through with it. And then I'd find,
so just the girl turned up and he went, "Get out of here. Yeah. What are you doing?" Yeah.
Lisa from Taylor's Hill. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Lisa, have you got a gut instinct? Have you followed it? What happened?
Yeah, I followed my gut instinct. I had a small lump on the side of my neck leading up to a wedding, my wedding, and doctors kept telling me, it's just a fatty deposit, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing. And my body and my gut kept going, no, you need to investigate. Turns out, after six doctors and me following my gut, I had stage 2 cancer.
Oh, oh wow. Lisa, oh. Good on yeah. you. Oh,
thank you.
And now you're in yeah. remission, obviously.
Yeah, 14, I think it's 14 or 15 years this year, so hitting Congrats. The big numbers. Oh, and bang. Thank you.
Lisa, do you go back to those first five doctors with a receipt? You go, I need that cash back. You, you're so wrong.
No, I did actually run into one while I was going through chemo, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, you're an idiot. I had cancer. And he goes, oh, my bad.
Oh, my bad.
I don't want a doctor saying my bad.
Do you know what I love though, Lisa? You've shared that this morning, and maybe that'll reach somebody who is thinking twice, going, maybe I'll go and get a second opinion. Second opinions, wonderful things. In Lisa's case, eighth opinions are really important too. So well done trusting that gut, Lisa.
Mate, I've got this lump on my arm. I always whinge about that lump. I always say it's itchy. You know that lump? I always say to you, look at that. It's itchy. What
never
is that?
Never heard you say that.
What are you talking about? You don't listen to anything I say.
I do listen to you. I've never heard about
that. I've got this lump on my arm, and I went and saw Dr. Colin Leong, my doctor, and he said it's nothing. And I saw another doctor, and he said it's nothing. But now after Lisa.
You want to go and have it looked at?
It's a massive lump in my arm. It shouldn't be there. It
might be a ganglion.
Might be just a big bicep, bruz. Look at the pipes, bro.
Bit of a tear from doing too many dumbbells.
Well, maybe you should get that looked at then.
Too many curls.
That's made me...
I'll have a feel. Kelly from Pakenham. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Kelly. Did you trust your gut?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
Oh, no, but your gut was talking to you?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
I was casually dating someone from work. And it was very, very casual. My gut told me he was bad news. I ignored it. I ended up getting pregnant. And then after I found out I was pregnant, I found out he was engaged to someone that I worked with as well.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah.
Where do you work?
I probably shouldn't say that. Yeah, I don't work there anymore.
Don't do that.
It's a bit going on in that
Kelly,
workplace.
But your gut, so let's go back to that feeling. So something just was not right, but you didn't want to listen to it. Because what if your gut's wrong? I have had that similarly, Kelly.
You live and learn. You just, mate, you never go with it. Just have a crack. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, look, if I trusted my gut instinct, I wouldn't have my daughter.
Baby, there's a win. You got a kid.
Great point.
It. Beautiful.
That's very good.
And then you wouldn't have stories to tell Boxy on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
never go
with
your gut.
I don't go out now, therefore I don't have to worry about my gut.
Hilariously Melbourne.